McLean County could soon join the thousands of local governments that have sued drug makers and distributors for their role in the opioid epidemic. The goal is to recoup some of the cost of fighting opioid abuse. McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp is proposing filing suit in federal court in Ohio, joining litigation already underway. He said it took him and his predecessor, Jason Chambers, close to 2 years of research before deciding to sue.
Well, I know it was trendy for a lot of people to jump on the litigation right away, but for me, I wanted to clarify some things in my own mind because, you know, just looking at it from the 30,000-foot view, we're going to be, or I'm going to ask the boards for the board's input on whether we should bring suit, whether I should bring suit against manufacturers of a product that are legally entitled to manufacture the product and then distributors of a product that are legally entitled to distribute the product. And so that is nothing I take lightly.
And in your memo, you talk about how if you don't do it right, the end results, is how you put it, the end results may actually prohibit those in need from getting their medication. So how so?
Well, a lot of people need these medications. And we were talking a little off air about the opioid summit that we had, and one of the pain specialists in town spoke at that summit. And these are medications that he prescribes daily to people who need it. And I don't want manufacturers of any product to fear coming into McLean County saying, we don't want to be part of that because we risk being sued for doing things we should be doing. And so I think, at least in talking to my colleagues, there were a lot of people who rushed in for one reason or another. Some of us that were more deliberate wanted to make sure that the people who need these products can still get them. And so I was very deliberate in this.
So what ultimately pushed you over the edge, and how did you make that decision?
As you know, I studied the law, and with Michelle Sims' help, learned the law quite a bit to where I'm comfortable saying that I understand the federal regulatory scheme and the statutes, not just the United States Code, but the Code of Federal Regulation, that mandates that manufacturers and distributors of these products have significant controls in place to identify suspicious orders. And suspicious orders is a defined term, a very technical term in the statute. And that it sure seems to me that evidence exists that those controls were not in place, which allowed suspicious orders to be delivered to McLean County. As I noted in my memo, we won't have, because of a judge's order out of, I believe, Ohio, I don't have it in front of me now, but I studied the judge's order that denies us the ability to get information out of the ARCOS system, which is just a federal database, for lack of a better term, to give us incredibly specific information. But Ms. Sims' group was able to comply with that order, but also had the wherewithal through the Freedom of Information Act to obtain data that we believe will be backed up by the ARCOS data to show us, as I put in the memo, in 2015, during the height of the opioid epidemic, for lack of a better term, over 6.7 million individual doses of opioids came to McLean County. And that certainly suggests to me, just on the sheer number, that the controls weren't in place. And you know, if the ARCO system shows something differently, we'll adjust. But that's what got me over it. When I could match the law with the evidence that was presented to us, that's what got me over the hump.
The outside counsel you want to hire, Melissa Sims, provided to the county some preliminary data that she obtained from the state. It shows a surge in opioid prescriptions here, including at the height of the opioid epidemic in 2015. So what does that data show, and how will joining this litigation give you visibility into better, deeper prescription data for McLean County, this so-called ARCOS database?
Some of the data that we have deals with liquid doses versus pill doses. So it's really, until we get the ARCOS data, I look at this as pretty good data, But it could be something that changes my opinion, changes the county board's opinion once we get it, that maybe we get the ARCOS data and we say, boy, we were slow to this, or maybe we get it and we say, you know, there is an evidence here that suspicious losses or suspicious orders came to McLean County. So this is, you know, we make judgments based on the best information and data that we have. This is the best that we have right now. And I won't say a judge's order is prohibiting us from getting better data. It's just to comply with the judge's order, we won't get better data until we actually join the litigation.
That's McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp. His plan to sue drug makers and distributors over the opioid epidemic next goes to the full county board.